Do you remember your New Year's resolutions for 2022? It's been about 10 months since January 1st, and we had to turn the page. Well, we don't have pages on count. Most people don't have pages. Electronically rolled over to January 1st, and we had to start. If you ever had to write a date by hand, you have to put a different number, 2022, behind the date. Most of us have long forgotten that time when we made those resolutions with all those good intentions. I have good news for you. Today, the day that this podcast is released, today is the start of a new year. And you know, we also, in all the world, we are at the start of a new season. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, the equinox just happened and we're starting to go into fall. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere listening to this, you're just about ready to get ready to go into spring and looking forward to summer. But for the new year, today is Rosh Hashanah. It is the Jewish New Year. And besides that, you can start adjusting your mindset. You can change your life anytime. You don't have to wait for the start of a new year. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I am an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and I share Monday Morning Mindset. I share ideas and tools to help you develop a stronger mindset. Your mindset does determine your success, whatever it is you're doing, whether you're running a business, whether you're looking to set some sort of epic goal. Developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. So, this thing about the new year, as far as we know, we humans are the only creatures on this planet with the ability to think and imagine the future. It gives us as an advantage in a lot of ways. It gives us the ability to plan, to set goals, to forecast, to look ahead and try to make adjustments for what might be coming. This ability to see the future also gives us the ability to procrastinate, to put things off. And this looking into the future also is what makes us feel like turning over the calendar to a new year gives us a fresh start. It's this feeling that date, the new year, is the passing of the old and something new. And so, you know, you do have to write down the new number. You do have to, there are things that you have to do to adjust to the new year. But for the majority of the time, the start of the new year is about the only time a lot of people think about that the fact that they might be able to do something different with their life. It's just, there's this feeling of something new and fresh and like, well, maybe I could be better next year than I am this year. The fact is that in the most of the years, you know, after we have forgotten our resolutions and blown it again, for most people, they settle into this routine that becomes a rut. And they just go along through life and as they always have. And it's this rut that they follow. Now, for those of us who have lived in the world, what we call the modern world, most of our roads are made out of concrete or asphalt or sometimes gravel in the rural parts. And the idea of when we talk about the word rut, it is just a metaphor that we have heard and used. And we have this sense we know what it means. But our great-grandparents, they knew about ruts. For our great-grandparents, they drove their cars mostly on dirt roads. Now, when you had several days of rain, the dirt would turn into mud, and you still had to get to work, you still had to get to the store, you still had things to do, and so you drove your car in the mud, and the tires would, you know, everybody drove in pretty much the same place on the road. I mean, you know, that's what we do now. They drive on different sides of the road, or, you know, if it's a one-lane road, they would drive, you know, in the middle of the road, the tires would sink in, they would make a rut in the mud. And as long as the mud was soft, I mean, it was not so much of a big deal. But when the ground dried, the rut was locked in place. So when you then drive on the road in dry weather, there were ruts where the wheels were. And if your wheel drops into the rut, say you weren't texting, not back then, but say you got distracted from whatever it was that was distracting drivers back in those days, and you just you let your wheel drop into a rut, you're stuck driving in that rut until you can find a place to get out of that rut. That's just the way the world was back then when you had to drive. And for people, if you live in places where there are only dirt roads, you may be familiar with this even now. There are places where you can find ruts in the road. There are a lot of people who are content with, metaphorically, driving in the rut. They get into a rut, and they may even know that they're in a rut. They just don't care. They just don't see. I call this the excuse mindset. That is what they have. They make excuses about why they like their rut, and why they have to be in the rut, why they can't get out of their rut, why they think they can't change their life in some way. And most of these are the people who make resolutions at the beginning of every new year, and then just forget them, a few weeks or days or even maybe a month later, depending upon how solid they are. But most of them give up their resolutions at some point. They actually make the resolutions without even thinking that they're going to keep them. Now, the excuse mindset, if you know people, you can identify the people who have the excuse mindset. They use words like saying, "Oh, it's not my fault." So they either blame others or circumstances or whatever. It's not my fault. I couldn't help it. That's just the way I am. I mean, you hear this version of excuses come out of people's mouths, but basically it can kind of boil down to saying, it's not my fault. There's a lot of variations of that word, but you hear it all the time. Another thing that they will say, it's not the right time. The timing just isn't good for me. And so usually that's tied in with the second thing they say, I have to wait until blank. I mean, there's something in the world that they're waiting on. They're waiting on the other people. They're waiting on the right time. They're waiting on the money to come in. They're waiting on the stars to align, whatever. It's not the right time, or I have to wait. So that's just an excuse. The other excuse you hear is it's too much work. Think it's too hard. It's too hard for me to change. This is just the way I am. And I've tried before and failed and it's not working. And I just am going to accept the way I am. And then there is what the procrastinators. Oh, yes, I know that I want to change my life, but I will do it later. These people all feel like the beginning of the new year. It's the time. That's the one time they kind of look at their rut and go, well, maybe I could change. And then they have excuses about why they can't change. Well, I have something for the people who have the excuse mindset, something to think about. There are at least 26 different cultures that celebrate the new year on various dates. Pick one of those dates and get started. You don't have to wait till, there are a lot of people who celebrate the new year's differently than the majority of us who live in the Western world, and to have January 31st as our new year. Or better yet, change your excuse mindset for what I call the power mindset. Now, the power mindset is I conveniently have placed this so that it counters all of the things that the excuse mindset mindset uses. The excuse mindset says it's not my fault. The power mindset says I'm responsible. I'm the one who's in charge of my life, and circumstances may come that cause me difficulties, but I am ultimately responsible for what happens in my life. I make the decisions about what I'm going to be and what I'm going to do. That's the power mindset. The excuse mindset says it's not the right time. The power mindset says I will make it happen. It may not be the perfect time, but the perfect time may not ever come along. It may never be perfect. I will just make it happen. And it's up to me. Excuse mindset says I have to wait until something else out there in the world happens. I have to wait until this thing, I can't do it right now. The power mindset looks at the Terminator movie and says there's no fate but what you make, which is, the whole series was kind of based around that principle. If you watch the Terminator movies from back in the 80s. No fate but what you make. I am in charge of my life. I will do it. The excuse mindset says it's too much work. It's too hard. The power mindset says take something hard, break it down into small steps, and the small steps are easy to do. and a series of small steps, and you can, even the smallest steps, as long as you're making small steps, you're making progress. And even the series, enough small steps, and you can go a long ways. The excuse mindset says, oh, I'll do it later. The power mindset says, I will start now. I will get started. I may not be able to go very far, but I will take the first step. So how do you make the shift? If you find yourself in the thing of excuse, of being in the camp of the excuse mindset, how do you change to develop a power mindset? There is one step, one thing you have to do. Now there's multiples, but the first thing you have to do, you have to decide. Make a decision that I'm going to change. Make the decision to get out of the rut. If you need an excuse to start, today is the Jewish New Year. But here's the thing. Every day you live, every day you wake up is the start of a new year. You have a new day, and that you can set that as the start of when you are going to have your new year to have a different life. The key is to get started. You can't change your life in one day. But you can decide to change your life, and you can set a new direction anytime you want to. Every day, the thing is that the next day and the next day and the next day, you have to make that same decision. You have to make the decision of who you want to be, and then you have to make the decision that you will be that person. That is the process of developing the mindset that you want to have. If you're ready to develop a power mindset, go to ultramindsetpodcast.run. That's ultramindsetpodcast, all one word, .run, not .com. It is ultramindsetpodcast.run. Schedule a free 25-minute conversation with me. I will help you get a strategy to overcome your biggest obstacle that is holding you back from developing a power mindset and having the kind of life that you want to live. And I encourage people that if you're going to live your life, live an epic life. Go for that thing, that epic thing that you want to have that lights your fire and fills your soul. Thank you a lot for listening. I will talk to you next time.